This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
Yeah. Again, Sam. Play it again, Sam. Yes, that's the tune, the crazy tune.
And here we are, in the hot seat, as Sam says, and it's very hot today.
It is. Great weather.
In fact, it's 31 degrees or something. 31 degrees, but that doesn't stop the load shedding. Anyway, we've decided not to complain, just to fume inwardly. Anyway, Sol is our producer today, and last week I devoted the whole program to our very talented local artists, and I'm doing the same this week because I had such great feedback from people who absolutely loved it. So we're going to go back in time now to bring back memories, because we're starting with Johnny Congos. Now, you did a backing for Johnny at one stage.
Yes, I remember. He was a pop guy at the time, a guitar player, a singer, and he had a couple of hit records. And I did some backings for him for some of the things when he wanted brass and things.
Well,
strings.
I'm jolly sure that people will remember this very sad song, but it went right to the top of the hit parade. Johnny Congos, Tulips for Toinette.
While I live, I will give tulips for Toinette. Tulips for Toinette brings back her smile to me. Flower fresh in my heart, she lives forever, leaving me never a lovely memory. Here on earth we'll never know why it had to be. Now she's happy with her Lord for eternity. I was told she was in heaven, only 11, sweet little Antoinette. Every time flowers come, I take them to her. She's not forgotten. Tulips adorn her grave. Every time the sun shines bright, Toinette smiles at me. And when stars come out at night, one of them is she. I will give tulips for Toinette. Tulips for Toinette. My lovely memory.
Okay, did that bring back memories? It did to me.
Yes, I remember Johnny Congos very well.
And you'll remember this next one, Cornelia. I wonder what's happened to her. I must Google her. And Picking Up Pebbles, that also went right up to the hit parade. You remember?
I remember it very well, but I don't remember anything else she did. Actually.
I think she was a one-hit wonder, maybe. Let's listen.
Look at the kids on the sandy shore, watching the tide pleasures it did bring. Picking up pebbles and throwing them into the sea. Watching the whites of carrying them all back to me. But now it's all over, I'm grown up, it don't seem the same. The things in my childhood I know were all just a game. To sit in my bed and watch the stars high up in say my prayers and off to sleep, and then to wave them goodbye. Wouldn't it be nice if clocks could be turned back in years, just to relive the good times and all our good tide come in. I used to do the same sweet things. What pleasures it did bring.
A nice voice, didn't she?
She did. I remember, actually, we had a studio then. Manny Bunnycook, David Manley and Sam Sclair, we ran the studio, and we recorded this in our studio.
Oh, there you go. Well, now, Gene Rockwell. Now, he had this huge hit with Heart, and I remember Gene very well, because I was doing, I'll tell a little story, I was doing cabaret at a place, it was called Lawson's Building. I think it was called Top of the Town. It was,
that's
was it?
I remember
it was a revolving restaurant. It used to move around. And people used to sit around and eat, and they would see the whole of Brampantine. It was actually quite gorgeous. I don't know what's happened to it now. Anyway, I was doing cabaret there, and Gene Rockwell was the band. And the cabaret artist had a little room off the band, you know, waiting to go on. And I was getting dressed, and I was standing stark naked, waiting to put my dress on and doing my hair. And I was in my high heels with my hair teased, and I heard him saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's cabaret time. Put your hands together for Annabelle Linda." I didn't go out because I wasn't ready. And he said it again, and the third time, and then he came to see what was wrong. I said, "Gene, you're supposed to come and see if I'm ready." That's my story. Anyway, it was quite funny. We laughed about it afterwards. But let's listen to him singing his big hit, Heart.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating. But her heart just ain't beating like you. Out now, or else she's gonna break you in two. Oh, heart, you better believe me. Save yourself for somebody new. Don't make such a fuss. There's no hope for us. She don't care the way that you do. Yes, I'm telling you, heart, you're driving me crazy. Heart, you hurt
fuss. There's no hope for us. She don't care the way that you do. Yes, I'm telling you, Art, you're driving me crazy. Art, you heard all that I say. There's no use in acting this way. Yes, I'm telling you, Art, you better believe me. Save yourself for somebody new. Don't make such a fuss. There's no hope for us. She don't care the way that you do. Yes, I'm telling you, Art, you're driving me crazy. I'm telling you, Art, we'll find somebody new. Oh, Art.
Well, that was Gene Rockwell, and he was very famous with that song. And you say that he used to sing with Dan Hill sometimes.
Dan used to first discovered him, I think.
Oh.
Because we also did in our studio, we put down a couple of backings for him.
Mm. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us.
No.
And neither is the next little girl. Her name was Hillary. And I seem to remember she had an early death. I can't remember
I don't know. See, these people came and they were quite big at the time, and then they disappeared.
Just disappeared. But her big hit was Sunglasses. Ooh, ooh, to hide by.
I remember that
one also.
And
I remember that too. Hillary.
I've got my swim cap and comb and my paperback book that I'm almost through. I've got my lipstick and mirror and my suntan lotion and my camera too. I've got my beach bag full of all the necessary items for a day in the sun. And of course it wouldn't be like me if I didn't bring along sun, sunglasses.
Sweet, and it brings back so many memories of a gentler time.
Yeah,
much
it's
gentler
it's
than
funny,
it is
but
now.
It's amazing. But they were so popular, and they sold a lot of records, and yet they didn't go on.
Save at Pick and Pay with great offers. Get assorted Nescafe cappuccino at $37.90 per pack. You save R12. 9 assorted Dinu Rose Collection 2-ply toilet tissues, R41.90. 2-litre Clover ultra-pasteurized full cream or 2% low-fat fresh milk is $22.90. You save R3.60. 2 litres of Pick and Pay canola oil is $30.90. You save R9. And 6x100g assorted Parmalat or Yum Chums low-fat smooth yogurt is R10.90. And you can save even more time and money with Pick and Pay Brand Match. We shop around so you don't have to. Only at Pick and Pay. Prices are valid from the 5th to the 8th of February, and prices apply to Gauteng stores.
If you want choice, meaning you can find spectacles you really like at the right price, come to Spectacle Warehouse at Hilfox Centre, Atterbury Value Mart and Centurion Lifestyle Centre. We offer front door parking, massive frame selection, unbelievable prices, on-site optical laboratory, eye examinations, designer labels. Spectacle Warehouse. Unlimited choice.
Hi, this is Mark Lottering, and if you're listening to me, then you are lucky enough to be listening to Radio Today. Don't go anywhere.
Right. Now, when we go to the musician's lunch, which is every 6 weeks, we see Billy Forrest.
Oh, yes. He's always there.
Now, Billy Forrest used to call himself Quentin E. Klopjager. And when he called himself Quentin E. Klopjager, he had a huge hit with a song called Lazy Life.
I think it was the time when everybody had mad names.
I'm trying to dredge up the name of Jerry Dorsey, and I can't. He had that mad name. It'll come back to me when we leave the studio.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but this is Billy Quentin E. Klopjager, Lazy Life.
The name.
Jerry Dorsey called himself Engelbert Humperdinck, and then he became famous. So shall we change our names and see if we've still got a hope?
Can't hurt.
Can, you know. Anyway, next we've got Anna Darfel. Now, when I first got this record, this is coming up to now, because this is very, we've been playing stuff from before, long ago, and now this is Anna Darfel. I used to think her name was Anna Devel, until somebody told me she's an Afrikaans lady, and her name is Anna Darfel. And she made a lovely CD And it's called Papa Love. She's playing Papa Loves Mambo, which is a,
I remember that.
Which is a Hoffman.
It's a sort of kind of jokey kind of mambo.
But she's great. And you say that they've got that ooh wrong.
Well, it's sort
it's
of...
They're going ooh.
It's not quite ooh.
It's
I can't
like a
remember.
Sort of, it's a vomit sound.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Anna Darfel. And now we're going to play Johnny Clegg and Savuka. And there's their very, very huge hit, Asibonanga. And of course, you know, he is a qualified anthropologist. He's
yes,
a very clever guy.
He was.
And, of course, they call him the White Zulu. And here he is. Of course, he's become very famous. He's particularly famous in Paris and France. They love him.
They call him the White Zulu, I think.
I've just said that.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, cut it out.
I'm not listening.
No, you don't want to cut it. What do you mean you're not listening?
I'm not listening.
Keep it in. What I wanted to say is Asibonanga means I haven't seen him. Is that right? And they're talking about Mandela. So it's lovely.
Asibonanga, Asibonanga Mandela tina lape kona, lape feli kona.
Asibonanga,
Asibonanga Mandela tina lape kona. La pêche l'icône.
Asibonanga, dream. Who has the words to close the distance between you and me? I see Bonanga, Bonanga Mandela, la be.
Victoria Mpenge.
Hasimbonanga,
Hasimbonanga utati wetu jina lape kuna la wafela kuna.
Neil Agut.
Hasimbonanga,
Hasimbonanga mfo wetu jina lape kuna la wafela kona.
Hawiti yei wena,
yei wena,
yei wena,
yei wena
nawe.
So fika nini la siya kona, la siya kona.
Hasimbonanga,
love that song. It's so stirring. It's beautiful, isn't it, Sol? And that, of course, was Johnny Clegg and Savuka, Asibonanga, which means I haven't seen you for a long time, Mandela. That was before he was released.
Gansha.
Summer has officially arrived, and there's always something new to find at Garden Shop. With the extra warmth comes the exuberant burst of plant growth, and exotic colors and fragrance abounds with bougainvilleas, petrea, pelargoniums, and fuchsias at their glorious best. Get to Garden Shop and join the Garden Rewards Club, where you swipe and earn 5% in cashback garden rewards every time you spend. So, why not get more than you pay for?
Garden Shop.
The countdown to the annual Cancer Shave-a-thon has begun. Get down to a shopping centre on 28 February and show your support for a cancer survivor. Host a shave-a-thon at your workplace or school from 2 to 6 March. If you have a special story about why you'll be shaving, spraying or donating to the cause, we'd love for you to share it with us on shaveathon.org.za. Register now on shaveathon.org.za or call Cancer toll-free on 0800 226 622.
Tell your friends about Radio Today, the station for great entertainment.
And we're back with you. We're going to play another wonderful singer, and that is, of course, Gloria Bosman. And she's doing a Bee Gees composition, Too Much Heaven. I saw Sol's just telling me that she was into the studio last week, and she's about to do a show at the Market, he thinks.
Oh, well, so she's still going on.
Yeah, she's great. I saw her.
That's good.
Listen to how beautifully she does this Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven.
Love anymore.
After that beautiful rendition of Too Much Heaven, the Bee Gees with Gloria Bosman. Now we're going to listen to Steve Hoffmeyer. No, don't groan and moan. I like him. And
no,
I think
he's got very
he's
big
so
now.
Talented. He's hugely Huge. Talented. I mean, I don't know what he talks rubbish sometimes, but he's hugely talented. And you can't take that away from him. He's got a marvelous voice. And this one, he sounds exactly like Neil Diamond. In fact, he sounds more like Neil Diamond than Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
And he does this wonderful song called Love on the Rocks, which was a huge hit for him. And the other night we were having dinner and Judy Page was here. And I reminded her how when we finished doing Chicago, there were 8 divorces in that show.
That was
8
weird.
Divorces. And hers and mine were 2 of them. And I remember us listening to Love on the Rocks. I said, this is for us, girl.
Love on the rocks. Ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday is gone, now all I want is a smile. First they say they want you. Please, do they really need you? Suddenly you find you're out there walking in a storm. What you need, you can say what you want. Not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cold when your love's on the rise. First they say want you, please, do they really need you? Suddenly you find you're out there walking in a storm. When they know they have you, then they really have you. Nothing you can do or say, you've got to leave, just get away. We all know. Love on the rocks, ain't no big surprise. Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Yesterday is gone, now all I want is a smile.
Right. Lovely Steve Hoffmeyer.
Yeah.
The lovely Steve Hoffmeyer. Anyway, and we are now, we're playing all the local guys and girls. And it was, there was such a good feedback after last week's program. So I'm doing it again because there are many wonderful artists.
You've got to be careful not to miss somebody who we've forgotten about.
If there's anyone out there who thinks we should play,
yes, phone in.
Phone me. Anyway, we can't remember everyone. But when I was in Sievendalen, I worked with a beautiful girl called Ilse Roos. And she, I don't know if she's in it now, but when I was in it, she had a very big role. And she told me she was a singer, and she gave me her CD. And she got a gorgeous voice, and she does a Quincy Jones composition called Miss Seeley's Blues. This is Ilse Roos.
I bet you think I don't know nothing. hope you think that you're something too.
Was Ilse Ruys, who used to be in Sea of Indolan, and Sol has just told me she played Isabel. Thank you, Sol. When I was in the production, which you said you remember seeing me on screen, you must have been about three. No, it was about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Mm. I was 21.
Yeah, 21's also the same as three. Anyway, Gavin Minter, to me, yeah. Gavin Minter up next. You like Gavin Minter's
voice. I do. I think he sings very well. Mm.
And he's doing a wonderful Sammy Fain composition. I'll Be Seeing You.
Isn't that better life? In the sky, he's in the pot, he's in the people, he's in the flowers, and everything else.
Seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, and I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun and when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Was the weirdest backing I've ever heard.
Well, it was a long intro and a long coda.
And it's just hideous. And
something was in the middle. Not a good one.
I mean, I know the song, I'll Be Seeing You, so I just thought, well, he's got a sweet voice and he would do it. But he was working with a Swedish band. And I think they were sort of improvising.
No,
the
Swedish musicians are great jazz musicians.
Anyway, that was our own Gavin Minter. I'll Be Seeing You.
The MTN Radio Awards take place on the 18th of April. We know that we're the station with the most loyal listeners, and so we ask you, please vote for us by SMSing the word TODAY to 40616. That's TODAY to 40616, and help us win the MTN Radio Awards My Station Award. By voting, you'll automatically be included in the draw for one lucky winner who will win a trip for two to the United States of America. Delta Airlines has sponsored two return air tickets and three nights of accommodation for two people sharing in Florida, with a choice of either Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, or Orlando. The winner will also win two tickets to the MTN Radio Awards Gala Dinner and a smartphone with 500 rands of airtime. Each SMS costs 1 rand, and terms and conditions apply. Remember, SMS the word TODAY to 40616 as many times as you can.
Is life about passion? Is it finding excitement in everything we do? Is it being exhilarated by every breath we take? Or is it about power released in sheer ecstasy? In the all-new Lexus IS, life is all of this. With a combination of state-of-the-art engineering, power, and beauty, this is life on the cutting edge. This is the world as we make it. This is Lexus. Lexus, the pursuit of perfection.
1485 AM.
If you've just tuned in, I must just remind you, you're listening to Radio Today, 1485 AM, and you can hear us as well on the DSTV Audio Bouquet, channel 869. And this program, if you're digging it, is repeated tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we're here with Sol, who's our director and producer. And we're going to end our program with the icon, an icon in South African radio. And I'm talking about my friend and yours, Sam.
And mine, yes.
John Birks, who has been a friend of mine for 106 years. And he is fabulous on radio, wasn't he?
He was the voice.
So we're going to play two songs from John. One is we're going to play his fun call that he had with Sol Kersner, which was terribly funny. And then we'll go straight in to his version of Old Man River, where he's singing it. And I know you're going to dig this. And Johnny, I hope you're listening. He's a very great friend of mine and a huge talent on radio. And we can say an icon, absolutely, can't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, absolutely. No
people,
question.
Although he hasn't been on radio for a long time, everyone knows him.
Still, of course.
So, Johnny, we're ending up with our program with you. And Sol is going to play your interview that you had, that's Fun Call with Sol Kersner. And we go right into you singing Old Man River. And Sam and I will now say...
We'll now say goodbye and see you cats around same time next week. Thanks to Sol. And to learn, take it easy, have fun, be careful, and be lucky.
Ciao. Ciao.
Good morning.
Hello, this is the United States calling Mr. Kersner.
Hello, hold on a moment, please.
Well, thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Please hold on.
Thank you.
I press you through now.
Thank you.
Hello?
Well, I think we are through. Hello.
Hello?
Well, hello, Mr. Kersner.
Speaking.
This is Ronald Reagan calling from Palm Springs.
Hi, how are you, President?
Well, I wish I was. Former President. I'm calling on behalf of Horace Rosen of NBC, who made mention that you may very well want Nancy and I to be at the opening of your last city. Apparently, Rosen of NBC said that you expressed some desire for both Nancy and I to be there.
Well, I'd be delighted if that were possible.
Well, it all depends on logistics, naturally, and the time and date.
Well, the timing, President, would be around the December 1. The official opening is on December 1.
Right.
And, you know, we have a series of events from golf to the opening event on December 1. Running through to December 6th, and then ultimately we close off with Miss World on December the 12th. So depending on your timing, we'd be delighted to make arrangements for you and your wife to come out to the last city.
Well, if I may say, apparently the cable network that you have there was in touch with NBC, and that's why Horace Rosen called me, stated that apparently the network, is it MNET or something?
MNET, yes.
They were the people who I figured the invite would come from.
The invite would come from myself.
Oh, well, this would be a direct invite. You are the president, are you?
Yes, I'm the chairman of the company that has built the Lost City.
Right. How many days would you want both Nancy and I to be there?
Well, that really would be dependent on yourselves. I mean, I think ideally if you were to come out and spend 5 or 6 days, that would be super. I think you'd enjoy that. And then once you're out here, if you'd like to visit the Cape, I have a very nice estate down in the Cape. You may like to spend a couple of days down here.
Well, I am not sure if you're familiar, but I'm goddamn dead keen on horseback riding.
Uh-huh.
And if this is possible, that would really encourage both Nancy and I to spend time in your beautiful country.
Well, that is certainly possible. There's no problem with that at all.
So I should then just liaise direct with your office.
Yes, and if you tell me where we can touch base with you, why don't I'll send a fax across to you, and let's make the necessary arrangements.
Well, if I may call you Saul.
Yeah, please.
If I may say, Saul, gosh, goddamn, this is something very special, and both Nancy and I, well, would look more than forward to being with you on a celebrated occasion.
Well, that is super. That's really very, very nice.
We've heard so many good things about South Africa and your resort from Horace Rosen.
Who was that at NBC?
Horace Rosen, the Vice President, Communication. Apparently, he's met up with one of your people.
I see.
Pretty good. Well?
Now, how should we... how do I best liaise with you?
Well, Saul, perhaps you could liaise to a guy called John Burks.
Burks, you're a character.
Saul?
That is very good.
God bless you, Saul.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Mel set me up real good.
Okay, Saul.
Oh, boy, is she going to be in trouble. I'll tell you this, Sexy, you sounded real good.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay, Saul. God bless.
See you.
Bye-bye.
That old man river, he must know something, but he don't.
say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling. He don't plant taters, and he don't plant cotton. And then what plants them are soon forgotten. That old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Tilt that barge, lift that bale. You get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and I'm sick of trying. I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying. That old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Tilt that barge, lift that veil. You get a little drunk and you land in jail. Time gets weary and I'm sick of trying. I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of